Let's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. If you awoke this morning, there's a little snow outside there. The temperature has drastically dropped. We have a partly sunny day on tap for today, according to Pat Pagano. It will be windy with a high only in the low to mid-40s. We'll check the details on that forecast coming your way in just a few minutes. Well, Governor Ned Lamont has quickly signed legislation that will gradually bring back the state's gasoline tax to 25 cents a gallon over the next 5 months. The bill signing yesterday came a day after bipartisan majorities in the House and Senate overwhelmingly voted in special session to authorize more than $200 million in savings and financial benefits to state residents in the coming months. State motors will save another $90 million in gas taxes under the restoration plan that was approved. Through September, savings topped $130 million. Gas purchases will continue to be untaxed in December, and then the tax will be gradually restored in 5-cent monthly increments. On May 1st, the full 25-cent tax will apply. Once again, Connecticut is the only one of three states in the country that currently has a gas taxes suspension in effect. In news out of Great Barrington, the Community Development Corporation of South Berkshire announced yesterday it's entered into a purchase and sales agreement for $2.249 million with the sellers of the Marble Block in downtown Great Barrington. Knowing that there are zero affordable rental vacancies in Great Barrington, they moved swiftly to secure an agreement in order to preserve the 8 naturally occurring affordable housing units that occupy the second and third floors of the building. The nonprofit must raise $1 million by December 31, 2022, to secure the purchase of the building, stabilize rents for a year, retain current residential tenants, and plan necessary renovations. This mixed-use development is the latest effort to directly mitigate impacts of the prolonged economic fallout of the pandemic and luxury rental development of local real estate market, including a spike in home prices, frequent bidding wars, and all-out cash purchases, and impossibly high rental burdens for many in community methods. The Marble Block is a three-story mixed-use property at 278-268 Main Street, built in 1902. Well, the capital project vote for Wasaic is set for December 6. A $12.5 million capital project will be the subject of that vote from noon till 9 p.m. on December 6 at the Weebatuck School Gym. The project focuses on infrastructure needs and includes roof replacement on all schools, ventilation systems, and milling and paving of parking lots and sidewalks, including various other projects. Well, as I said, it's getting cold out there, as you can see this morning. The Millerton Farmers Market has moved from the park at the corner of Dutchess Avenue and Main Street back to the indoor warmth of the United Methodist Church. That market will continue now every Saturday, including Christmas and New Year's Eve, from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. That through the end of January, and at that time, they'll operate every other Saturday. For more information, neccmillerton.org/farmersmarket. In Salisbury, once again, a candlelight vigil to remember the 10th anniversary of the Sandy Hook tragedy and all victims of gun violence will be held Wednesday the 14th from 5 till 6 p.m. in front of the White Hart Inn on Routes 41 and 44 in Salisbury. You're asked to please bring a candle. Now we're getting into the holiday season where there's going to be Christmas trees, right? Boy Scout Troop 22 will remove and recycle Christmas trees on Saturday, January 7th in Sharon, Salisbury, North Canaan, Falls Village, and Norfolk. If you'd like to sign up to have those trees removed, 203-217-9917, tinyurl.com/troop22 is the location on the web. In a story that was in Tri-Corner News today, Visiting Nurse and Hospice of Litchfield County announced a new program aimed at helping hospice patients care for their pets. Pet Peace of Mind recognizes and actively supports the unique bond between hospice patients and their pets. It aligns with the agency's mission to provide the best home health and hospice care for patients. Pet Peace of Mind will allow patients to complete their end-of-life journey without worrying about their pets' current or future needs. The initiative provides volunteer pet care services for patients who are unable to care for their pets while in hospice. Services include assistance with pet food, financial assistance with routine routine veterinary care, transporting the pet veterinary appointments, and dog walking. If you'd like more information about the Pet Peace of Mind program, call 860-379-8561 or vnhlc.org on the web. Well, we're getting into December now, and that means Sharon Audubon once again will hold the Dixie Strauss Christmas Bird Count. That takes place on December 18th. For over 120 years, small groups of birders venture out in December for the Christmas Bird Count, with the sole purpose of counting birds. Teams from all over the state, as a matter of fact, all over the country, and even in Canada, take part. All the numbers are compiled and reported to help better understand what birds are doing in the winter. This is a free event known as the Trixie Strauss Christmas Bird Count. Happens on December 18th from 12:01 a.m. to midnight. Sharon Audubon's count area is a 15-mile circus with its center at Hotchkiss School, taking in great birding areas in Sharon, Salisbury, and Falls Village, and Amenia and Northeast in New York State. You don't have to be a great birder. It's not for everyone, but it is for everyone, and everyone is welcome to join any of the teams for as little or as long as you would like. The Sharon Audubon Center, by the way, located on Route 4 in Sharon. If you'd like more information on their programs, 860-364-0520 at the website sharon.audubon.org. Well, it's Thursday, December 1st. Some town meetings going on in Salisbury at 10 o'clock this morning. The Pope Land Design Committee at 6 p.m. Conservation Commission. Coming up tomorrow in Cornwall from 5 till 8 p.m., a holiday party with Bella Celindi at the Soul Terrain Gallery. Now, December 3rd in Cornwall from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's their annual Christmas fair. Tonight in Kent, the Board of Selectmen have their regular meeting. That is at 4 p.m. Once again, a reminder, the Housatonic Valley Regional FFA Holiday Store is open 7 days a week through December 21st, as long as they don't sell out like they did last year. They're open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. with wreaths, trees, poinsettias, roping, and more. The Amenia Town Board workshop and agenda and public hearing is being held tonight at Town Hall, first floor, at 7 p.m. D.O. Hunt Library in Falls Village is hosting a holiday pop-up shop that is underway during library operating hours through the end of the year. The library is open Tuesdays 10 to 5, Thursday 10 to 7, Friday 1 to 5, and Saturday 10 to 1. Coming up tonight at 6 o'clock, the D.O. Hunt Library is hosting Journey of a Young Filmmaker with Falls Village resident Yona Sada, a film student at Bard College. Midday music and meditation at Salisbury United Congregational Church will happen on Friday from 12 to 12:30 at 30 Main Street. Remember, attendance is restricted to one-half capacity. Stockbridge Library Winter Family Fund Weekend is December 2nd through December 4th, with activities both days. Merry and Bright Reindeer Run and Walk happens Saturday, December 3rd, 9 o'clock at 15 Academy Street in Salisbury. A performance by the Caravan Puppets at the Roelof Jansen Community Library will be held on Saturday, December 3rd at 11 a.m., performing Winter Tales. Merry and Bright Weekend is going on all weekend long, Saturday and Sunday, in Salisbury and Lakeville. Now, it includes a wreath-making workshop, which happens December 3rd at either 11:30 or 1. Also, other events that are going on. The annual ski and skate sale at Salisbury Winter Sports Association. Tomorrow is the drop-off day at the Lakeville Host Company if you want to drop off equipment to sell. But on Saturday from 8 to 11, they sell only. No drop-offs. And at 11 o'clock, you can come claim your unwanted equipment if it's not sold, or it's a donation to the Salisbury Winter Sports Association, or if you sell it, you can pick up your cash. By the way, the Lakeville Host Company will offer coffee, donuts, and breakfast sandwiches for sale. As we said, the United Church of Christ on Bolton Hill Road in Cornwall has their Christmas fair from 10 to 3 on December 3rd. Sharon United Methodist Church annual Christmas fair Saturday from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. Holiday card and tag making workshop with Meg Musgrove is happening from 10 till noon at the Devon Hunt Library in Falls Village. Santa will be in Sharon at the Hotchkiss Library inside the American Legion Post from 1 till 3:30. Enjoy crafts, mail your letter to the North Pole, and more. And a reminder that on Saturday night with the tree lighting comes the lighting of the luminaries around the green in Sharon. Now, the Sharon, Connecticut tree lighting and carols on the green will happen on December 3rd from 4 to 5:30. Dover Recreation presents their annual holiday fest and tree lighting Saturday, December 3rd at 5 p.m. The tree lighting at 5:15, happening at Boyce Park Pavilion in Wingdale. 12 Moons Coffee House on Saturday at 6:30 presents Chris Brown as its December offering, an intimate setting, by the way. It does have an open mic as well. That starts at 6 p.m. Broadway Cabaret Fundraiser live in Sheffield, two performances, Saturday, December 3rd at 7 and Sunday, December 4th at 2 p.m. More information is available at the D.O. Hunt Library. Dover Post 5444 Auxiliary Breakfast will be Sunday from 7:30 to 11 a.m. Meanwhile, the Cub Scout Pac-12 holding a free pancake breakfast. It happens with Santa on December 4th, Sunday from 8:30 to 11:30 at the Pilgrim House in North Canaan. You're asked to bring either a bag of food for the food pantry or an unwrapped toy for a child 5 through 11. And the White Hart Inn is the home for hometown holidays on Sunday. The White Hart at 3 p.m. will have Santa Claus arrive with his elves. He wants to speak to all the children and see what's on their list. Now, the Parade of Lights begins at 5 p.m. at the Town Grove in Lakeville. It'll wind its way to the White Hart for the tradition of the tree lighting with candles and caroling with Michael Baldwin and a talented crew from Sharon Playhouse. The Amenia Fire Company Parade of Lights is happening on Sunday from 2 until 5 p.m. with many different activities throughout the town. You can get more information from Danielle at ameniawasaic.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken. You'll find a tapas menu, a regular menu, and dinner specials nightly, interlakeninn.com. You'll find them on Facebook and Instagram. And also by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off the day today at 34,525. The S&P 500 at 4,075.50. And the NASDAQ at 12,001.75. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.